The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
And a very good morning to you. It's Oliver Callan here in for Ryan, who is back tomorrow, and the Late Late is back on Friday as well. So you take any little bit of certainty you can get in the world that we're in. I'll be in the sanitised seat until 10 o'clock this morning. We are open to anything at all you can do to put a smile on our faces this morning. The text is 51551 and the email, as ever, is ryan@rte.ie. And let us know how you are holding up out there. A special hello to those who are isolating at home after testing positive, or are a close contact, or who are living with someone who has tested positive. Because we had a big response yesterday to an email from a mum who is pretty much like a nursemaid, I suppose, for the want of a better expression, to three out of her four young adult children who tested positive. And she described to us the drudgery involved. And there's an increasing number of people in a similar situation. And we'll bring you their stories later in the programme. If you are one of them, though, do email us, ryan@rte.ie. And what else can you say this morning? I was listening to Fergal Bowers on Morning Ireland, and really like his style of reporting on this, because he doesn't emote, he doesn't exaggerate for any dramatic effect or anything. And two things he said, very, very important. The personal responsibility, our personal responsibility to stay at home could not be any clearer, because he says the numbers of people ending up in hospital now with COVID, they're going up 30 to 40 a day. And he also talked about the responsibility of those managing the health service. He said ICU capacity now is pretty much exactly what it was last September, and how he doesn't roll his eyes on that news, I don't know, because we know what we have to do, but there are familiar problems, unfortunately, in the health service, and it does make you feel extra concerned for those frontline workers in the HSE, but we have to do our bit. There is positive news across the papers about vaccines, with a new one we're expecting to get the green light on from the EU this week. That's the Moderna one, so that'll add an extra strand to the fight against the thing. The North, they started vaccinating with the Oxford jab yesterday. And in the Irish Independent, sadly, we were expecting the rollout to begin in nursing homes in the south, but it didn't happen in two Dublin nursing homes. And Eilish O'Regan in the Independent tells us that the HSE did not elaborate on the reasons why, but they say it will begin by the end of the week. So patience is the thing. And actually, something that caught my eye as well in the Irish Times, just Fintan O'Toole's opinion piece, and it is an opinion piece, but he says over the last week, the sense of shock emanating from those who were supposed to be in charge has been increasingly discomforting. So that, you know, it's Fintan O'Toole's view, and I kind of got that sense of it going, are they still in shock? Maybe we need to get up and going. But there is some good news on the horizon. Austin Byrne, who's a Tremor-based specialist in general practice, so he's a GP, he had a Twitter thread, so a list of ideas. But to keep our spirits up, he's saying, the good news is very simple. If we contain the currently observed trend of infection being seen mainly in young adults, we can limit the numbers requiring hospitalisation or ICU care. So protect the elderly and vulnerable in your community over the coming weeks. He says it's not complex. We've all practiced it in March before. The next 3 weeks are when we get to do it all for real. So check in on people who are isolating, as we say, particularly the elderly and vulnerable. And that follows along to what Dara O'Brien, who's the Minister for Housing and Local Government, he's reminded everyone that there's a thing called the Community Call. And it's basically assistance provided by our councils and local authorities around the country. If you're showing symptoms, don't leave the house. If you live alone or you can't get the essentials, then there are people who can help, and you're not relying on relatives, friends and neighbours, because these councils are working to record and respond to requests for help and expressions of interest in helping others. What do? Well, they bring together all these different organisations to provide services like collection, delivery of essential items like food. There's meals on wheels, household items, fuel or medicine, all got and collected and bought in line with the guidance. Support if you're experiencing social isolation or you're cocooning. And there are helplines related to, it's a Government of Ireland initiative, the Community Call, a dedicated phone line. It's operational in every county, and the national number is 0818 222 024. That's an operation. So if you need help, you know someone who needs help, or you'd like to offer help, you can contact your COVID-19 Community Call Forum 0818 222 024 and gov.ie for more information there. Now, you're out and about, you've got your 5 kilometres of exercise, you're on the footpath, someone's coming towards you. People are clamouring, what do you do? Well, John Creedon of this parish has put this question out and said, is there any clear guidance for using public footpaths when walking on a wide path within your 5 kilometres? Should we favour the left side of the path as you do in driving, or do you keep to the right? So he's only on the footpath. This is not the roads. As you know, you walk on the right-hand side when you're on the road, so you're facing the oncoming traffic, but on the footpath. And of course, Cork County Council. Of course, Cork County Council. I said two Corks there because it's in my head. Cork County Council says, yes, they have a very clear guidance. Share the path. Don't forget to keep your distance, but you keep left all the time and you pass on the right, giving others plenty of space when you do so. And they have a picture of a sign they have on the footpaths. So, Oscuelga, Fonar Clé, Sco Arjesh. So keep left, pass on the right. Also, leave no trace. Take your rubbish home with you. Is that very important message there as well. In the UK, you might have been watching Boris Johnson's national address to the British people last night, in which he, you know, said that everything he'd said less than 24 hours earlier was completely wrong. And yes, he was closing the schools until the middle of February, but it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be great. So the only voice of reason left over in Britain, and certainly in number 10, is Larry the Cat, the number 10 cat. OK, it's a spoof cat Twitter account, but he's the chief mouser to the Cabinet Office. And Larry the Cat has issued a UK-wide cat advisory notice. I am sorry to report that humans will again be spending more time in your homes. Our advice is to make the most of their presence by requesting additional treats and maybe a second lunch. Don't know why my cat voice turned into Hannibal Lecter at the end, but maybe that's my bias, my anti-cat bias. I'm a doggy person. But Larry the Cat, more sensible things to say than Boris. But we get done. Yes, indeed. They're going to say they're vaccinating 2 million a week is his proposal. But like, you can look at the recent history of Boris Johnson's promises versus delivery. And it falls mighty, mighty short, indeed. But chin up through the virus, as they say. Now, loads of people quoting, of course. And one thing at least he doesn't do is he doesn't do big poetry quotes, because he only likes to quote himself, really, doesn't he? Because he thinks he's a poet. I suppose Richard Jacob of the Idaho Cafe in Cork City. God, this is very Cork themed already. He says, if we winter this one out, we might be able to find a new poem to quote. So he's kind of, you see what he's doing there. He's misquoting Healy.
Maybe the President Higgins, the poetry by President Higgins. Although now that I'm stuck in President Higgins, I can't think of a single line I might have said. Get off the lawn! That's one of, that could be one of the lines of poetry from President Ochteron for life, baby.
Now, you might have seen, as I did yesterday, a lot of tributes being paid to the actress Tanya Roberts on social media and all over the internet. And who was Tanya Roberts? Well, she was a Bond girl, apparently. And she had been basically announced that she had passed away because she was in hospital after collapsing at her home in LA. She was, what was she doing? Yes, she's best known for her roles in the original Charlie's Angels, That 70s Show. She was in A View to a Kill, which was Roger Moore's last Bond flick. But she's not dead. She's not, despite all the tributes. The Bond girl, Tanya Roberts, is still alive, her agent said. And there's some kind of very strange quotes. But one person on the Twitter machine said, I don't know if that publicist is really good at their job or really bad, but I didn't know who Tanya Roberts was before yesterday. So you've got a point. But we wish her well. She is not dead, as we say. And also, rumours of another demise that might be greatly exaggerated surround the Glastonbury Festival 2021. As you know, it was called off last year. Paul McCartney was due to be the headline of the festival, which I'm sure got Ryan very, very excited. But is it going to happen? Well, Mel B of the Spice Girls, we played yesterday in the show, says it's been cancelled. But then Glastonbury's organisers, Emily Evis, came out and said, actually, you know, there's no news this end yet. We haven't cancelled. We'll let you know as soon as we have an update. So, but Paul McCartney also said in a radio interview before Christmas he's not hopeful, but Mel B went further in a BBC Radio 5 live podcast interview and she said it's all off. Maybe, as someone said upstairs, maybe Mel B has just been dropped from the lineup and they're not kind of letting her know. What are you saying in the text machine? 51551. Oliver, that's not right. You always walk on the right and drive on the left. Good habits, which are so important when walking on the road. Did I say the wrong thing then? I said you walk on the right, face the oncoming traffic. because they're on the left. And I have a lot of experience walking. I do walking. I've learned how to walk when I was probably two and a bit. And I've been doing it ever since. But on the roads, yeah, big yellow jacket on as well. Lots of passing to the right is very difficult when you're pushing a buggy very close to the busy road, says Deirdre. Yes, it's very important, the footpath etiquette. And also when you've got the lead of a dog, because the dog can be, you know, depending on the length of the lead at the time, you just leave loads of space. So if you're seeing someone on a buggy and you don't need to put them into the road, you know, just common. This is a common sense, isn't it? This is common sense at this stage. Oliver, walking on the left makes sense, says this texter. Never understood why on the London Underground you stand on the right and pass on the left. Never seemed quite right. Should be the same as driving, says Adrian. Well, Adrian, you make a very good point. On the London Tube, and get on that tube and do the work that you can. The menial tasks like lamp lighting and coal mining, whatever they do in the working classes. Yes, never understood that, why you drive on the left, but you're supposed to stand on the right and the tube thing. Anyway, it'll be a while before we see the tube again. Now, I want to talk about Amazon's Jeff Bezos, because he has topped the list of largest charitable gifts of 2020, the world's richest person. What did he do? Well, he donated $790 million to 16 groups in 2020. And it's a huge, obviously, charitable donation. But his wealth did surge by 63% last year, from $113 billion to $184 billion. So he made, what's that, $71 billion. And he gave away about 790. Well, you know, it's 10%, isn't it? Anyway, not even a billion. But he's plenty of money. And he's plenty of money, not least because there's lots of profits goes through Ireland for Amazon. They have their European headquarters here, European, Middle East and Africa headquarters. And but anyway, this is an interesting line here in this Irish Examiner story. It says, setting aside the Mr. Bezos's whopping gift, the sum total of the top 10 donations last year, 2.6 billion, was the lowest in 10 years, even as many billionaires vastly increased their wealth in the stock market rally that went ahead despite everything awful happening. And I know there's a lot of trouble in the north at the moment, particularly the unionist community. They're obviously realising that Brexit, which they campaigned for, the DUP did, isn't such a good idea, and that lots of British companies are no longer sending, actually exporting goods to the north because of all the customs documents and the tie-ups and delays. And Amazon is one of those companies they've listed out. And I've noticed a lot of people, because we don't have an Irish Amazon site, we have to use amazon.co.uk, and there's huge delays if you're ordering anything from that site. Another reason not to use it and to support your local bookshops and your local sellers. But anyway, I always find it curious that we don't have an amazon.ie site, considering the absolute billions that they put through Ireland in a very tax-efficient manner, and we thank them for their jobs and support, as I'm supposed to say. Anyway, a lot of people might have been watching the Marian documentary last night, which was extremely moving. I mentioned it yesterday, and it was a very intimate portrayal of grief as well as enlightening on her life. But there's a new landmark documentary on Martin McGuinness, which is airing on television this week. It features his family, Bill Clinton, and the last ever filmed interview before McGuinness's death. That's aired on TG Cahir this week. It's produced by Sonia McGillah Asbjug. I'm going to make bags of that. I didn't realise halfway through. But anyway, the documentary airs on Wednesday night. That's tomorrow night, Little Christmas, the 6th of January at 9:30. And it's available worldwide on TG Cahir. TGCahir.ie, TGCahir.ie. That's the Martin McGuinness documentary, which I'm sure will go into all of the good, bad and the ugly of his life in the north, and how he was in the media spotlight for 40 years for often the wrong reasons, but in the end, good reasons. The Irish Daily Mail, by the way, something that I've been doing as a little bit of a hobby is looking out this time of the year for the new car registrations. You know, it was loads of 202s, a lot of trucks, but the new car registration is 211, that awful system where it's 211 and it'll be 212 from July. And we haven't seen any yet. And this must be the latest ever, for obvious reasons, because you're not going out and about. But yes, the Irish Daily Mail tells us that a fifth of car sales in 2020 were electric or hybrid. So at least something that'll keep the green people, the Greens, happy in their difficult couple of months there. Sales were down overall, but greener cars are being sold. Yeah, no 2-1. Mind you, when you see a new car for the first time, it's, dare I say, kind of a bit of a disappointing car. It's usually a little hatchback or something like that. Am I snobby about? I'm just a snob with cars. when it comes to... Although, mind you, I was looking at the Volkswagen GTI. They have a new one. Jeremy Clarkson was doing a review at the weekend in between complaining about how he had COVID and also about how he feels awful, but that the BBC are scaremongering about the thing. He's a very confused man, isn't he, Jeremy Clarkson? But I got very middle-aged man excited about a little car, so I take it all back. It's fine, a 211, if it's a Volkswagen GTI, is what I'm saying. Now, I'm sure you're all wondering what Donald Trump is planning to do on the day of the inauguration. He's expected to be the first president in a century and a half who's not going to show up to the inauguration of Joe Biden on the 20th of January. And the murk surrounding Donald Trump's likely whereabouts on his last day has thickened considerably with news that an official plane he has used in the past to fly is due to fly to Scotland the day before Joe Biden's inauguration. That's happening, apparently, according to The Guardian. So he might be going off to Scotland, beautiful place. Can't wait to see Sean Connery, great friend of mine, great friend. Can't wait. And it's all very, very exciting anyway. What I want to do quickly before we get to a song is talk about comedy, because Brendan O'Carroll is in the Irish Independent. That's Mrs. Brown's voice. Dorothy Knickers. Yeah, that's Brendan O'Carroll. He says, we need comedy. We need comedy. We need to dance again. We're going to be okay. Well, actually, he says, the direct quote is, we need comedy and we need to feckin' dance. And we need people to be doing something that we're enjoying, even if it's a Punch and Judy show with other people. And here, we need comedy. And give us your comedy ideas. I started watching Fawlty Towers again from scratch on my birthday, because I have this weird thing where there's only 12 episodes of Fawlty Towers. I love it. Loved it as a kid, teenager, 20s, loving it again. And the Germans episode is the one that everyone says is the best, and I haven't seen it. And I've always said that I was keeping it for my deathbed, that I would watch the German, because I want to laugh on the way out. And obviously my sister, who's much younger than me, has been kind of rolling her eyes at this. And she said, no, when you're 40, you should watch it. And just do it when you're no around and able to enjoy it. And I forgot about this until she wrote it in a card for me. And so I started watching Fawlty Towers again. And this weekend, I'm gearing up towards the German episode. I won't be here again, so I won't be able to tell you. But anyway, I'm sure you'll tell me in advance how good it is. I'm looking forward to that. But comedy, yes, we need comedy. We were talking about Amy Schumer and her brilliant comedy. I think there's any clips you can get online, but she had a Comedy Central series, which are amazing sketches, very satirical on the position of women in comedy and in society in general. That's well worth looking. So we'll take all your tips on comedy. 51551, I'm going to watch comedy. This is the way we're going to cope with everything. 55515551 is the text number. Wash your hands and let's take the advice of Harry Styles and treat people with kindness. Good morning. That's a good one. I really like it. Just upbeat. It's everything you need. You'd think he saw this whole thing coming, Harry Styles, because that's from his... It's the new single from his album, which came out last summer. Treat People With Kindness is what it's called. And it is a very good message and a worthy one at the minute. Now, footpaths has really set people off on the text. 51551. On the water in confined areas, boats pass port to port. And when walking in confined areas, you should pass starboard to starboard, says Pat Murphy. Pass them on the right. Good morning. Despite the fact that Cork County Council have gone to the trouble of painting Keep Left in bright yellow, people continue to ignore it. Live in beautiful Yall by the Sea and find this very frustrating, says Ethna. And I know Yall very well from many, many summers over the years. So yeah, even when it's written in big yellow letters, they still don't know how to use the footpaths. It'd be great if the three across and the like remained a crossword clue and not become a pavement statement, says John. I've seen them. I've seen them in Dublin. They come at you and you have to jump into the road. So a bit of footpath etiquette is very much required. Also reminders there, let's talk about Jeff Bezos and his big donation. A text reminds us that Mackenzie Scott, the ex-wife of Amazon founder of Bezos, donated more than $4 billion to food banks and emergency relief funds in 4 months. In a blog, she said she wanted to help Americans who were struggling because of the pandemic. Don't know why that one doesn't count in the report I read out there, but I think it's something to do with she might have created a fund rather than it becoming a single donation. So it's kind of a rolling thing. And people are also saying that Amazon.de has an English language version. It is the German website. It's within the EU and doesn't have all the problems that are associated with the .co.uk one at the moment. And we've loads of comedy recommendations. We'll come to them afterwards. But we have a great uplifting story from Cork, from beautiful Cork, about an immigrant who arrived in just before the lockdown. It's a fascinating story. It's coming up after the break.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. It's Oliver Callan here, still in for Ryan. He's back tomorrow, though, and there's loads of recommendations on the text about a comedy we can catch up to keep ourselves laughing through this third lockdown, I suppose you can call it. 51551 is the text number. You should watch Black Book, says this texter. Dylan Moran is excellent, and you can't beat the thick of it. You can imagine Malcolm Tucker dealing with a pandemic. Yes, that's sweary Malcolm Tucker. And I have seen Black Books. It's amazing. Bill Bailey and Dylan Moran, it's great fun, and it's actually very fun lockdown one, because they're just, you know, they're in the bookshop the whole time, and particularly of the episode when they drink the rare wine and go to try to make rare wine. You have to see it. Anyway, what else have we been recommended? Only Fools and Horses, of course, is a classic, and there's oodles and oodles of episodes. Nobody likes the ones when they got rich, do they? But we love the ones where they're kind of trying to clean chandeliers and it all goes horribly wrong, and the fluorescent glow-in-the-dark graveyard and things like that. And The Royal Family, which I've never watched, actually. Stuart says he recommends that, so that's one I'm going to definitely put on the list. Martina in County Leash actually hits on something we were discussing upstairs. I watched Planes, Trains and Automobiles over Christmas. It's so silly and I was laughing out loud. I felt great afterwards, says Martina. Yes, myself and Grace were discussing that upstairs. I'd watched it last Christmas and I was wondering, was it one of those films that would be as good as I remember having seen it as a kid? It's 80s. It's Steve Martin. It's an amazing road trip. It's totally daft, but there's real heart to it. It's very heartwarming. And I laughed my head off at it, I have to say. Good morning, Oliver. I've introduced my daughter to absolutely fabulous Jenny Saunders and Joanna Lumley. We've started right from the beginning. It's getting great belly laughter and then finished with a movie, darling. And it's like, make mammy a cup of coffee. Isn't one of the great lines? Absolutely love it. Especially the Fridge of Bolly. The Fridge of Bolly, darling. Bolly. Absolutely. Abfab is a high recommendation on that list. So do enjoy it and get yourself laughing, because we need the distractions and that's what it's all there for. And it's piles and piles of content. We can't be complaining about anything. Now, one thing that is obviously difficult for everyone is the self-isolation. We had an email from a mum who had 3 out of her 4 children who tested positive, and I want to bring some of the reactions and follow-up emails. This one says, Oliver, my COVID nightmare happened when I went back to university. One of my housemates started having flu-like symptoms. He was sweating, freezing and throwing up. I gave him some Lemsip, gave him a bit of nursing, and he was confident he'd be okay. My housemates thought otherwise, and so we got a test the next day. That's when the roller coaster began. Quickly, one by one, everyone was getting tested in my house. Positive, positive, positive. A grand total of 6 people had tested positive, and I was waiting for my results. Then I got them inconclusive, so I had to go again and wait. The housemates were already convinced I must have it, so it took no effort in ensuring that I didn't have contact with them. Why? Because we were now all in this together. It's a COVID-infested house and I had to isolate for 2 weeks. But this emailer's test results came back negative. It was a wave of relief, but I then had to come to terms with the fact that I now had no choice every day but to go into the communal areas for food and the toilet. There was no escape. I was a negative test living in a house full of COVID positive people for 2 weeks. An absolute nightmare, says that emailer. And in a shared house like that, and it shows the challenges of accommodation when you're sharing it. And let's hope it's worked out for her. For that, it's a he or she, I don't know who, because it's anonymous, obviously. This email might give you a little bit more hope. We are a family of 6 with 4 teenagers, which were visited by COVID. This is what we did when one person was positive. None of the rest of the family caught it because they went through these steps. So listen carefully. 1, use only paper plates and cups for mealtimes. Provide a sick person with 2 plastic bags, 1 for laundry, 1 for food waste for the duration. 3, food waste can be put directly into the outside bin on a daily basis by the sick person. We did this by opening all the doors to the bin for the sick person and letting them run quickly out to the bin, then back inside. 4, laundry got done when they were out of isolation. Clothes and sheets can still be contagious, so need to be washed separately after the person is out of isolation. We FaceTimed at meal times by putting our phones on the table so everyone could feel less isolated. We were able to let the sick person use a separate bathroom. The bathroom was disinfected and left unused for a few days after the teenager was out of isolation. Don't read out the details, as my teenagers would be absolutely mortified. So so we won't. But they are the step-by-step guide. And it's very familiar to what we would have seen around about March when the first Late Lates were happening without a studio audience. I remember Ryan was on the Fair City set. And at the time, I remember watching going, that's bonkers. You're going to have separate bags. But it's worked. That's a family of six, four teenagers, and one person was positive and none of the rest of the family got it because they follow those steps. And that's what we're living with at the moment. And if you can do it and avoid it and stop people getting it, then you have done the country some service. It's about a quarter to ten. We're going to take a little tune. 51551 is the text. Ryan at rte.ie is the email. Between me and paradise. That's Medusa and Dermot Kennedy and Paradise. A bit of a tune, isn't it? Now, that's all we've got time for today. I just want to read out the community call number again because people are getting in touch and talking about how, you know, if you're at home or if you're elderly and you need support and help to get essential items like food and medicine, 0818 222 024 is an operation. And you can also volunteer to help to do that service as well. The community call, and there's more information on gov.ie. That's it for today. Ryan is back in the morning, so it's goodbye for me. And Philip Boucher-Hayes is next.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.